Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Former state lawmaker Ryan Winkler has been working on the legalization of cannabis for adult use since 2019. He wrote an opinion piece in the Star Tribune over the weekend talking about how it is likely that this will happen after all that work. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Ryan Winkler. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I thought it was very interesting reading your piece in the Star Tribune, just talking about how many people were engaged in this process. And it sounds like you and others have worked very hard with a lot of different stakeholders to lead up to this point.
Well, good morning. Yes, we put in a lot of time behind the wheel, traveling all over the state and listening in conversations in all different kinds of communities, trying to make sure that as we undertake this big challenge of figuring out how to address cannabis use in Minnesota, that we were really including the voices of people from all over the state and learning the lessons, positive and negative, from other states. And it was a big project, and it's an ongoing project. But I think through all of that work, we can come out with a cannabis legalization bill that will really work well for Minnesota.
Of course, the governor was on WCCO radio talking about his support of this, and with Democratic-controlled legislature, it's likely to pass. What did you all learn in as you were looking at other states and what they didn't do well and how we can do it better in Minnesota?
One of the lessons we learned about what not to do has been that states that allowed every local unit of government to decide whether they wanted to have cannabis legal or not ended up leaving a big patchwork of illegal marketplaces around their state. They basically kept the black market in place by creating this patchwork. Another thing that we learned is that if you have taxes that are way too high or regulations that are really hard to meet, all you really do is help big multi-state operators come in and master your system and figure out the best way to make use of those regulations for their benefit, and you really hurt small businesses. You hurt businesses led by communities of color or individuals who've been affected by the prohibition of cannabis. And so we want to make sure that the regulations are not too restrictive or too arbitrary, and in fact can help migrate in the legal marketplace into a safe, legal, regulated marketplace.
It is coming up on 7:25. We're talking to Ryan Winkler, former state lawmaker who's been behind the legalization of cannabis here in Minnesota, which is likely to happen in the next legislative session. There's a whole group, and I know you're familiar with it, Minnesotans Against Marijuana Legalization. They have a huge, long list of reasons why this shouldn't happen. Loss of productivity, increased public health costs. There's a concern about increased in crime and violence. As you've engaged with law enforcement, what are their biggest concerns and how are you addressing them?
I think there's a lot of caution with law enforcement about what this means for their work, whether it's safety on the streets or whether it might be some of the cash-based businesses that have been sprouting up because of the legal market in other states. There is some caution, but I think there's also a recognition that this is inevitable. 22 states have fully legalized. We are moving very quickly in that direction. Our ability to even enforce the prohibition laws we have is way past, overdue to change. So I don't really think there's a choice to move forward. It's a question of how we move forward. And that's how we've been engaging with law enforcement. Tell us how we should do this in the way that works best for public safety. But there really is no sign that violence increases with cannabis legalization based on other states. That's simply not true. There's a whole list of things that people come up with for reasons not to legalize. But the fact is, cannabis is widely available now. It is widely used now. And legalizing it won't fundamentally change that. It just changes the way we regulate and use it and allows people to operate businesses above the board and without facing arbitrary criminal penalties.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. One quick question for you. Any chance you'll be named as a commissioner in Governor Walz's cabinet or anything next for you?
I have had no conversations about that whatsoever. I'm leaving the State House in January. I've got a busy private sector set of employment opportunities for me, and that's what I'm focused on for right now.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Ryan Winkler joining us to talk about the legalization of cannabis.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.